You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's vaccination program started slowly, affected by major supply constraints. But the country has been making up ground, and now 70% of people aged 16 and older are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Health Minister Greg Hunt has paid tribute to everyone involved in the vaccination program.
Thank you and congratulations, but keep going. There are many people still to come forward for first doses, and there are many people still to come back for their second doses. And that second dose program is providing real and significant protection.
Mr. Hunt says with vaccines now in plentiful supply in Australia, the government is working on a plan to distribute booster shots. Elderly people are likely to be the first to get a third injection. Mr. Hunt became emotional when asked about the treatment of the Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner. Mr. Gunner's family has had to vacate their home after the family's residential address was disclosed and posted on the internet after an anti-vaccination rally on the weekend. Mr. Hunt offered his support to the Chief Minister and revealed that his own children had once received death threats.
There was a period where the lives of my children were threatened quite openly some years ago. And it was a matter of great concern. But we have very fine federal police in this country. So as a country, we have to, I think, relearn the value of respect.
Victoria will allow 4,000 people to attend an open-air concert in the second week after Melbourne's lockdown ends.
Security, will you let me in your pub? I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for harm. I'm looking for love. Will you let me in your heart, heart? Let me in your pub.
That's Melbourne band Amel and the Sniffers, who are among the artists performing at the Play On Victoria event, scheduled for Saturday the 30th of October at Melbourne's Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Baker Boy, Vicar and Linda Bull, Grace Cummings and the group King Lizard and the Lizard Wizard will also entertain a fully vaccinated audience that will be required to wear masks except when they're actively eating or drinking. It's been viewed as a trial to see whether large entertainment venues can reopen safely and host thousands of patrons. Arts Minister Danny Pearson is urging people to upload their vaccination record to Victoria's check-in app.
This is about how we can use technology to bring our live music sector back to life. Technology is going to be the great enabler to take us back to the things that we love doing most. It's going to enable us to be able to go to great venues, see live music, go back to our galleries, go back to our theatres, look at going back to cinemas. It's going to play a critical role in ensuring that we can enjoy the things that we love most and the things that define us and give meaning to our lives.
Victoria had 1,841 new infections and 12 deaths. In New South Wales, every adult is to receive a $50 voucher to spend on a hotel in the state. The voucher is part of a $250 million government stimulus scheme called Stay and Rediscover, which builds on the state's Dine and Discover program. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the package is designed to give the state's tourism industry a boost after months of lockdown.
With international borders closed, it has been incredibly challenging for accommodation, for tourist operators. Today is a really important day because what we are doing is getting in front. We know that the borders will open and we want to be ahead of the curve here in New South Wales when it comes to ensuring that tourism comes back with a bang.
New South Wales recorded 283 locally acquired cases and 7 deaths. In the ACT, there were 24 locally acquired cases, and 17 of those are linked to known cases or clusters. Disability support workers and people working in in-home and community aged care in the ACT will need to be fully vaccinated by the 29th of November under a vaccine mandate. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.